This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Nothing is hotter in hot leads than breaking news, and we have breaking news. A minute ago. So yesterday, I had put out a tweet and included in my Crawfish Boil news and rumors around baseball that the Houston Astros could be a stalking horse in the bidding for Japanese starting pitcher Tatsuya Imai, as his deadline to sign is tomorrow. And coming off of Munetaka Murakami's very short deal that he signed with the Chicago White Sox, if Imai is also willing to take a short deal, the Astros could be a stalking horse. 1 minute ago, from Jeff Passan, star Japanese right-hander Tatsuya Imai and the Houston Astros are in agreement on a free agent contract. The Astros get a legit starting pitcher who is capable of making up for the loss of Framber Valdez. In an offseason where the Astros have basically played around in the bargain bin and worked the margins in trades, B. Scott, they make a significant move here that may not necessarily involve significant dollars.
Yeah, and it does, I would say just on the front end, it does signal to me what I would call the unofficial but pretty much official end of the Framber Valdez era. I think there was some people were holding out a little bit of hope because there seemed to be a mention of conversation from Dana Brown at the winter meetings between the Astros and Framber Valdez's camp. This signing, to me, would outright eliminate that, but it is noteworthy because that's one of their priorities this offseason is figuring out the starting pitching, especially with the assumption that Framber Valdez is no longer going to be there. Now, it is worth noting, of course, that Tatsuya is not going to get the same, anywhere close to what, let's say, a Yamamoto got. He's older and, from what I understand, not nearly as good. But to your point, definitely starting caliber, probably a, what would you say, middle to back end of the rotation kind of guy.
I'd say he probably, on his existing data, would project as like a 3. But we know the Astros always have a way of maximizing pitchers' ability. So could potentially bump to a 2.
I was going to say, with that in mind, so Hunter Brown is obviously their ace. Who would we say, because I've lost track of who's healthy and who's actually going to be available, who would we say is their number 2? Sans Framber Valdez obviously is not around anymore.
Christian Javier
is the 2.
And then I think Imai would slot in as the 3, but maybe a guy who could actually outproduce Javier. We don't know exactly what we're going to get from Javier. Hopefully, we get more of vintage Javier now that he's a second year away from Tommy John surgery. Last year, for the Cebu Lions, Tatsuya Imai, 10-5, 192 ERA, 178 Ks and 163 and two-thirds, 0.89 whip. Just absolutely dominant pitcher. He'll be coming here for his age 28 season. Want to give a shout-out to Colin Neal, who'll be coming in here at 12 for the tip-off. Also, from Jesse Rogers, Ime's deal with the Astros is expected to be 3 years with opt-out, so short-term deal. Rogers says it'll be the largest AAV for a Japanese pitcher coming over outside of Yamamoto. So the Astros going short years, big dollars, potentially on a deal that'll have opt-outs for Ime, and an opportunity here where Dana Brown saw an opportunity, a window, that this was not going to be a long-term deal with a big long-term commitment. You know, anytime a deal like this is getting done, anytime we're talking about potentially going over the tax line, Jim Crane is heavily involved. So Jim Crane, Dana Brown, in alignment here. They go and they get arguably the best pitcher, starting pitcher on the market, not named Framber Valdez.
Right. And much cheaper, obviously.
And younger.
Yeah.
Much shorter on the years, at the very least. This is finding an opportunity and nailing it.
Yeah, more bang for the buck. I'm also seeing here that his 27% strikeout rate since the start of 2024 is the best in that league as well. So mid-90s is where he sits at. They say he's got a real promising slider. I'm interested to see what do the Astros do, especially with their, you know, their changes to their staff. What is that going to look like? And I imagine they'll still have that kind of that pitcher's magic pixie dust that they're able to sprinkle on pitchers whenever they get here. But I'll be interested to see how he evolves as a pitcher with the Astros' influence and then what that impact is ultimately on the squad. I feel like this is the lowest expectation season that we've had since this Astros run, right? Oh, it's the first time they didn't go to the playoffs since 2016. So, yeah, I mean, this is going to be a kind of a prove it year for the team. And then, you know, this will be somebody that will be introduced to both in Houston and the Major League Baseball public at large.
This is a big deal for the Astros to make this move. This guy's got like legit major league velocity. He's not one of these Japanese pitchers to come here throwing 91, 92. Like, this guy's got legit big league stuff. And as we saw, I mean, look, think about what the Astros did with Gerrit Cole. They took a guy who had terrific stuff,
yep,
but inconsistent success, and turned him into Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
They took a guy in Charlie Morton, whose entire career had been one injury after the next, and turned him into a World Series hero.
How about Yusei Kikuchi 2 years ago, who was... He had been an all-star, but was kind of meh that season until he got here and then was pitching like an all-star again.
Another example, guy with big-time stuff, inconsistent results, and the Astros got him a 3-4-year deal in free agency?
With the Angels, yeah.
So I'm really excited about Imai, and you know what? Now you feel a lot more confident in this starting rotation. And now there's a lot of depth. There's going to be some competition in the back end. I expect they're going to stay with a six-man rotation. I mean, outside of early in the season when you got an off day every week. But you're probably going to see the Astros have a six-man rotation for a lot of the year. But your front three in Hunter, Javier, and Imai are really good.
So can I – this isn't even devil's advocate because we can agree just objectively this is good. This is a good thing to happen for the Astros. But the negative side for me, or the part that I'm not as optimistic about, PC, we know this. Even despite all of the injury issues that they had last year, pitching wasn't it wasn't ass last year. It wasn't awful.
Like no, they just ran out of guys.
They just ran out of guys. And so, but my point being, they pitched pretty well last year. I suspect that they'll continue to do so. My New Year's resolution yesterday when I was on here with Reginald was that what I'd like to see the Astros do, and this is not something that this pitcher is going to be able to help them do because he pitches, he doesn't hit, is to take more pitches, better plate appearances, better at bat, more quality at bats the way that they used to do. The Astros that we all fell in love with over the past decade or so is not the Astros that they had been over the last 2 years, I would say. They kind of lost their way in that regard. And so I'm glad about this, that they're going to be able to stay true to form with their pitching performance, or at least it looks that way. But if they don't have better showings at the plate, more discernment at the plate, better at bats, then I feel like it's going to be more. Of course, you know, you want that injury situation to be a lot better, and you figure it should be. But if they don't have better at bats, I'm not sure how far they're going to be able to go.
Well, I'll tell you what. Want my New Year's wish?
Yeah.
My New Year's wish is that the Astros are able to trade Isak Paredes and bring in another frontline, at least mid-rotation, but under with a lot of team control pitcher. They're able to trade Christian Walker and not pay more than $10 million per year of that contract and bring Alex Bregman home to play first base.
Oh.
That's my
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
New Year's wish. Bring Breggy home. And I know there's a little bit of putting the band back together with Bregman and Correa, you know, adding them to, you know, Altuve and Yordan. But as long as Altuve is on the team, the Astros are going to try to win. So you're winning now. You're not winning in 4 years. You're trying to win now. You're not dealing from your minor leagues. You're not that you have a whole lot to deal with. But if you're able to trade Walker, I hear the Mets need a first baseman. If you're able to trade Christian Walker and not pay more than half his salary, so you save $10 million a year. If you're able to trade Isak Paredes and get a young pitcher back, because if you're looking at potentially trading him to Boston, they have young pitching. If you're looking at potentially trading him to the Mets, they have young pitching. And then you bring in Bregman. I know it'll cost a lot of money for Bregman, but let me tell you, F that tax. Nobody here cares about paying more for tickets if we're winning. And much as you said about, you know, for 2 years, they have wanted to get back to being more selective at the plate, drawing more walks, getting on base. Well, Alex Bregman was the king of that.
Yes, he was.
And
remained so while he was in Boston.
Carlos Correa, excellent at that. Yordan Alvarez, excellent at that. Now you've got some guys that really can help you in that department as you change your offensive philosophy and your infield defense outside of Altuve at second base
yeah.
is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm with everything that you said except, and this is along the same train of thought, everything except the Isak Paredes deal. Because he also has a lot of that. Like, lest we forget, because he was injured for such a long stretch. But he's the one guy out of the ones that you mentioned that I wouldn't mind keeping, even if it was to sacrifice more pitching. Because I trust them to figure things out more so with what they have now, especially with this deal that we announced ahead of the, you know, at the top of the hour here. I trust them a lot more with what they already have pitching-wise and to keep Isak Paredes and even he be an option, another option on that infield, right? There's somebody that can play third and has played second in the past.
He can't play second base anymore. He can't. And he's coming off a torn hamstring. He's got extremely little experience at second base. And you can't learn a position if you can't move laterally. It, you know, coming off of that injury, I don't know how willing I'd be to have him trying to play second. Can he play first? He could play first. He's not going to be a plus defender. He's a minus defender at third. Now, he's not a bad defender. He's just below average. He's not a good defender. Bad is you're just awful. You're like minus 10 defensive runs saved. You let balls get through the wickets all the time. He's not a bad defender. He's just not a plus defender. And he won't be that at first base either. Bregman would be a gold glove level defender.
Well, yeah, there's no argument.
And the other side to that for me is if you trade Paredes and you go get the young starting pitcher, you now have a little bit of a surplus with young starting pitchers in A.J. Bluebaugh, in Spencer Arrighetti. Can I package one of those guys and go get a thumper in the outfield? Because I got a lot of youth in my outfield. Whether I have Jake Myers or not, I got a lot of youth in my outfield defensively, and Myers doesn't have any thump. Can I go get a thumper that plays the outfield? And now I've improved my pitching, I've improved my defense, I've improved my power. It's three steps, but look, we knew it was going to be a creative situation for the Astros. So let's get creative, Dana.
Get the band back.
Already got Ime. New year. It's already a good new year. It's already a good new year.
It's a good new year.
Man.
Let's go.
So we actually did not get to any of the things in hot leads that we intended to.
That was the hot lead, damn it.
Because, well, the hottest lead is Tatsuya Ime is coming to the Houston Astros. And once we get more info on that, just got a text here from my guy, Scott Barzilla, who's our analytics expert at the Crawfish Boxes. He said, it looks like it's 3 years, $63 million with an opt-out after each season.
That sounds like an Astros special.
That is 1,000,000% an Astros special, man. Love that. Love that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.